Forever on the grind all day, every day. Ice cream combos, always real, they never play. Tune in 10 a.m. every Monday to Friday. Why didn't I do this sooner? Only thing you ever say. Exavier Caller, best host of all time. Blog Talk Radio listeners will say they never lie. Check every story they run, like me with the rhymes. When other shows report anything, it should be a crime. Entertainment news, yeah, I gotta get mine from ICC, and you should be inclined to do the same if you got half a mind. I do cosign these ladies and shine like Frankenstein. They cut it that they design. IceCreamCombos.com. The morning show, 10 a.m. Welcome to ICC Radio.
Going up on a Tuesday.
Yes. Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday. Perfect. Welcome to the Ice Cream Combos morning show, where we serve delicious scoops of entertainment every morning at 10 a.m. I am your host, Zaviera.
And I'm your co-host, Carla.
And today is Tuesday, August 25th. And I guess my good word of the day is, whatever you think you are is what you are.
Okay. All right.
Because, you know, it's funny because yesterday I was reading a scripture, right? And the scripture that I was reading on yesterday basically was, it was a proverb. And it was basically the so shall a man thinketh is basically what he is. So, you know, sometimes you just got to remind yourself the type of, because, you know, we believe in the law of attraction around here. But, you know, sometimes whatever you believe in your head or whatever you believe yourself to be is actually what you become. So, you know, sometimes you have to be mindful of your thoughts.
Yeah, absolutely. All the time. And that sometimes we have to be mindful. That's very, very true. That's a great word of the day.
Thank you.
Word of the day. Oh, yeah.
Thank you. I guess I didn't word it right. It was just like, whatever you is what you think you is.
No, you plain and simple with it. Hey, nah, listen. That was the plain and simple version. Listen,
it's whatever
that's the plain
think
and simple version.
Is.
Exactly. But that's true. That is true. Because if you sit there and you kept constantly think, like, okay, like you try to lose weight, like, man, I'm fat. Like, really, that's what you're speaking into existence. So, and that's what you're saying, so. Nah, you just put it in plain and simple terms. That's all.
And for those of you who want to go find the scripture, it is Proverbs 23:7, and it is, for as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. So whatever you think in your heart is what you is. They used to tell you are what you eat, but you are what you think, too. If you think you're a failure, if you think you are F up, then 9 times out of 10, you are.
Yeah.
Or you're going to become one in the next couple of days.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Yep. Or you will become one soon. Exactly.
Yes. Exactly. And I guess all of that does tie back to the law of attraction. So, you know, just same method.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
All right, baby girl. So which one of our celebrity friends is celebrating a birthday today?
Chyna Ann McClain. Little Chyna. You know Little Chyna.
Oh,
I guess.
Yes.
Daddy's little girl. Yeah. She is her.
Listen. What is it called? It was like a girl, you know, Destiny had me watching all those shows. Ant Farm. It was Ant Farm.
Okay.
She was on Ant Farm, all the hot Disney shows. But I guess she done, you know, she outgrew Disney because I don't see her kicking around them parts no more.
Oh, yeah. Little Chyna is 17 now. So probably she's on her way out. Yeah.
She capped out.
Today. Can you believe it?
Wow.
Yeah. Mm. Yep.
My Destiny used to love Chyna Ann McClain.
Oh, yeah, she's such a cute girl, such a cute girl. So, very special happy birthday to Chyna. Blair Underwood. Yay. There we go, right here. He turned 51 today. Is it safe
to
say?
How old?
51.
Oh, yeah, he goes into the... Oh, yeah.
He goes into
Yeah. All right. Yep.
That's right. Blair Underwood.
Happy birthday to you, and you are officially going into the Betty Hall of Fame.
Oh, yeah.
Blair Underwood could have been 11. We put him in the Betty Hall of Fame.
Yes, yes. Very, very special happy birthday to Blair Underwood.
Yes. Real quick. So just to recap for those of you who have been keeping tab, Blair Underwood joins Omar Epps, Eddie LaVert, Montel Williams, Jimmy Smith, Robert De Niro, and the beautiful Vanessa Williams in the Bay Hall of Fame. Congratulations, Blair Underwood, for entering the Bay Hall of Fame.
I'm sorry.
I think we should just call him
proper name.
We just call him Bay Underwood. Just call him Bay Underwood.
Yes, I love that. Bay Underwood. Mm-hmm. But I sound like we only have one female, one woman in the Bay Hall of Fame.
Only one female?
Wow.
Yeah. Now, I mean, I got some candidates, you know what I'm saying? I feel like Halle Berry can go into the Bay Hall of Fame.
I guess,
I don't know if we just going to wait for her birthday to come around. I guess that's the best way to do it.
That's the best way to go out and hunt for people.
Yeah, that's how
we're going to do it. Okay.
But yeah.
That'll work.
Mm-hmm.
That'll work.
Yeah.
Rachel Ray turns 47 today. So,
cook me up a 20-minute meal, Rachel. Happy birthday.
Okay. Man, listen. Look, I was going over real quick. Going over to her Instagram, of course, trying to create the collage. Girl, you get over on Rachel Ray's Instagram, and you talking about, you just instantly want to cook. I had to come out of there because I was like, nah.
I can't, I'm not mess with her.
Yeah, and Rachel Ray is not going to have me broke either. Because, Rachel Ray do a lot of cooking. So, definitely a special happy birthday to her. Sean Connery, OG. Turned 85 today.
Ooh, I'm reaching for my pen and pad.
Uh-oh, there it is.
It's Mr. Connery.
And there it is.
No. Oh, we got to come up today.
Yeah, we got to come up today. That's why I was waiting. I was waiting for you. He's 85. Can you believe he's 85? Sean.
Wow.
Man, we talking about the original. He's the original James Bond, right?
I know he was fine. He is the original.
Listen.
He is the original. And he's still fly, though.
Yes,
he's still fly. He's
85. And you still
look good. Well, shout out to you, Mr. Connery, at 85. You have now entered the ICC Bay Hall of Fame. Shout out to you, Mr. Connery. You did that.
Crazy.
We got everything from young babes to seniors.
AARP babes. Yes.
AARP babes.
Yes. And I have one more celeb birthday real quick. I didn't get a chance to get the collage up yet, but Kel Mitchell. You know Keenan and Kel. Kel turned 37 today.
God, dog. You know how many years I mixed their names up? How many years I was calling Kel Keenan and calling Keenan Kel? All that. They just always needed to be together for me so I could just say Keenan and Kel.
Exactly.
It's just one of those things.
And I think he's going to always get that. They're doing two totally separate things, but I think he'll always get that.
Mm-hmm.
Don't Waka look like Kel?
Yes. Yes, Kel looks like Waka. Kel's a double for Waka Flocka.
Mm-hmm. Yo, for real. It's too much. Mm-hmm. But so that's it for our celeb birthdays today. You have any special birthday shout-out?
No, I don't have any special birthday shout-outs today, but I would like to take a moment to recognize that today marks the 14th anniversary of Aaliyah's passing. That is nuts.
Yeah, that is.
14 years?
Wow.
That is nuts.
It doesn't feel like 14. It feels like 10, but not 14. Wow.
I say like 6 or 7. That's nuts. 14.
Yeah, it is.
She's been gone.
Oh.
So
wow.
It's just one of those things
Rest in peace, baby girl.
And you know what's so crazy? We lost so many celebs on the 25th. Remember we talked about that before?
Oh yeah. Yeah.
It's almost that number. How many celebs departed on the 25th?
Yeah.
I mean, just off the top of my head, I remember Michael Jackson passed on the 25th. Aaliyah passed on the 25th.
Who else passed on the 25th? Is that something I need to be Googling?
It's been quite a few, because there's conspiracy theorists that actually the number 25 means something to them. They actually have a theory about celebrity deaths on the 25th. It's a nice little list, isn't it?
Mm.
It's definitely a little list, because we're going to have conspiracy theorists out there.
It is. Eartha Kitt passed away. Mm-hmm. Bea Arthur passed away on the 25th. Mm-hmm. Eartha Kitt passed away on the 25th. James Brown passed away on the 25th. Left Eye passed away on the 25th.
Yeah. I knew it was quite a list. It's crazy.
Wow. Very interesting. Very interesting.
Yeah.
But yes, we definitely miss Aaliyah. And it's always sad when someone passes away so young, because then you're always left wondering what they would have gone on to do.
Mm-hmm.
Or, just down the road in their lives, and you just want to be able to see them grow old.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, even she was so young, she would have been 36 today. You know, like, if she was still here today, if she was on this earth, that's still young. That's when you really trip. That she's been gone 14 years, and, she would have just been 36. So, it's just, yeah.
Very, very sad. Very sad.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so I guess we can kick off the show with, it was funny because, when it's time to pull out Aaliyah, and, a lot of radio stations are doing tributes to Aaliyah and things like that. And, we always try to find a way to be different. And I said, I want to pull a song from her very first album that I loved. And I doubt anybody ever cared about the song. But it's a song that I absolutely love by Aaliyah. And it was called Street Thing. Do you remember Street Thing, Carlos? No?
I don't remember the title.
If I pulled something out the creek that you don't remember, I don't remember. I done rich all the way back. Not rich, but I done rich all the way back.
You don't I don't remember that, John.
I don't know. It's so funny because I was always that person that would fall in love with a B-side. And, for those of you who know music, know the B-side is one of those songs that probably isn't released as a single. No video, not released as a single, just filler music. You know, most celebrities, when they are recording artists, they have albums that they have their hit singles, and then they have the filler music to meet the quota of, 10 tracks or meet the quota of 11 tracks. Nowadays, you buy an album, you get a hot 8 tracks, and they send you on your way. But anyway.
Girl, 2 minutes.
So this is, I want to kick off the morning show with Aaliyah's Street Thing from her very first album, Age Ain't Nothing But a Number. And and then when we come back, today's show is going to be a lot of, we got rumor control, we got some broken friendships, we got some ridiculous tattoos. It's a whole lot going on. So I'm excited to talk about it today. And you're more than welcome. I mean, you can be a part of the show all you want. The chat room is now open, or you can give us a call, 858-357-9117. And just be a part of the show, or you could just sit back, relax, tune in, and let Carla and I handle the shenanigans. So we're going to go ahead and kick off the show with Aaliyah's Street Thing. And raise your hand if you remember this song. I can't be the only person that fell in love with this obscure song, for real. I can't be. I really can't.
You and me got a street thing going on. Forever, 'cause this thing we've got.
Hey, yo, it's your girl Diva D telling you to turn your radios up. It's time for the ICC radio show, the baddest morning show in the land. That's right, Xavier and Carla are waking you up with the hottest entertainment scoop, dopest celebrity interviews, and fresh new music. So wake up and turn up with the ICC crew.
All right, Carla, do you remember the song now? Still nothing?
I remember the hook, yeah, a little bit.
But did you peep those Casey and JoJo ad-libs at the end?
Yes.
I said, who told her to do that? That, yeah.
She sure did. Yes, killed it.
Yep. I said, now, who told her to try to hit that Casey and JoJo ad-lib at the end?
Yeah, she
That's
did.
That's all right. That's why I like the song, because she, you know, she tried to go off at the end.
Yes.
All right. So, yesterday was quite an interesting day, but today got even more interesting because your play cousin Chris Brown kicked off the morning by tattooing a Greek goddess on the back of his head.
Girl, oh boy, I don't know. Go get you something. I can't even say because we share the same last name. I can't even.
Okay, you about to try to lie to kick it. Carla Brown.
All day, Chris Brown. Oh man, why?
You know Chris Brown bring the potato salad at the family barbecue. You know,
it's amazing. Why though? Why?
I don't know. Your boy actually, when he posted the photo. He wrote at the in the caption, he actually wrote, he said, #1 one hell of a night, #legendary night, #OHB, do what you want, and if you ain't with the bandwagon, you will be soon. Keep it 100. So that's how he feel about it. If you ain't with the bandwagon, you will be soon.
Wow.
So for those of you who haven't seen the picture yet, slide over to icecreamcombos.com.
Please.
Chris Brown has tattooed the Greek goddess Venus de Milo. I guess, you know, it's the Greek goddess Aphrodite, but it's the statue.
Right.
It's a very famous statue called Venus de Milo. And it's funny because when I saw it, I was like, Jay, isn't this that, that statue where the lady don't have no arms and she, like, got her one shoulder up?
Hey, you knew what you were talking about, but you knew what you were
saying. I did not think of the name of it to save my life. I was like, you know the statue that don't have no arms, got one shoulder up. And turned out that's exactly what it is, Venus de Milo. And
wow.
But here's Chris Brown again. He posted the photo and then deleted it. So, I mean, why delete the photo? Like, you're going to be able to hide.
That's what I'm saying, the tattoo. Well, his hair. Yeah, but doesn't it go down into his neck? Because I was like, well, when his hair grows, he can let his hair grow and cover. Because I know a guy that, I don't know why he did it, but he got some goblin-looking thing on the top of his head. Like, literally on the top. But you forget about it because he keeps hair on his head. But Chris is like it goes into his neck a little bit.
It's right at the base. It's right at the base of his neck.
The base of it. That's
right.
What I thought.
Yeah, it falls right
on
the hairline. If he were to let his hair grow back in, it won't stand out. I mean, his hair is eventually going to grow back in. He can't walk around with this bald spot, this weird bald spot on the back of his head. So, you know, his hair is eventually going to grow back in at some point, but...
But I'm wondering if he going to... My thing is this. Once you get a tat on your head, you usually go bald. You keep it bald. So that's why I'm wondering if he, like, is he going to keep... Is he going to now be going... Is he going to rock a baldy? Or is he going to...
Well, I would have thought if he was going to go ahead and go bald, he would have just had the whole head shaved before he did the tattoo.
Yeah, that's why I'm, like, confused. Because what's the point of the tattoo?
I think he's all kind of confused, actually. I just don't know about your boy, man. Sometimes I don't know. You know, it's moments where I just love me some Breezy, and then it's other moments where I'm just like, bruh, like, for real? Like, what are we doing?
Exactly. And then you delete it. What you delete it for?
We know it's there.
We know it's there. Exactly. And why? Chris needs something else to do. Chris needs something. I thought, come on, with royalty, I was like, all right, Chris is going to, we're not going to see this dumb stuff. I mean, I know it's a tat. You can do whatever you want to do to your body and stuff, but I mean, a Greek goddess, why? On your head. And then you're like, and then you sound like you regret it. Already sounds like you regret it. Did he say, like, what a night, or what did he say? What was the caption? Yeah, you know.
He was like, one hell of a night.
Go get your boy. Yeah.
One hell of a night.
Wow.
So, yeah, shout out to him.
Shout out to Chris. Yeah, pretty much.
Shout out to Chris. That was interesting. And, you know, it's one thing, you know, when people really fall in love with tattoos can be addictive.
Right.
You know, you got to be careful with tattoos as well because, you know, you get one tattoo. Then you like, that looks dope. I want some more. And before you know it, you like Etch-A-Sketch.
Yep. Tattoos and piercings. Yeah, but you know what?
Tattoos and piercings.
You got to think about the future. You know? I mean, Chris Brown. Chris Brown's cool. Chris Brown get a tattoo middle of his, right between the eyes. And, you know.
Yeah, and he'll be straight.
All the average people out there that still have to work and stuff like that. Listen, I'm going to need y'all to chill. Yeah. Because these facial tattoos are out of control, but that's a whole nother show. But I mean, shout out to Chris because I know that was painful.
You know, I'm just thinking to myself, a tattoo on your head because you know how profusely you bleed from your head.
Yep.
How bad you bleed from your head to get
and
a tattoo on your head.
He was drinking. He talking about what a night, and you know, alcohol thins your blood out, and that really is the truth. Because I had, you know, one of the tattoos I had, I forgot the night before that I was drinking a lot, pretty much. And
you know what?
I'm wondering why the tattoo artist, I'm wondering, I didn't have tattoos before. I'm wondering, I'm like, what kind of needle you're using? And, you know, blood's running down my leg, but I had forgotten. You know, I had just consumed a lot of alcohol, so. Yeah,
oh.
Crazy.
Mm. So alcohol causes you to bleed more? I never knew that.
Yeah, alcohol thins your blood. Depending, you know, a whole lot of alcohol consumption, it does. It
thins your blood. Thins your blood.
Yeah.
You was in there on some fish, on some fish, just a little fish, just drink it. My
thin girl.
But yeah, so shout out to Chris Brown. Okay. You know, and here's the thing. Chris Brown is still very young. And when it comes to tattoos, you have to be mindful of what you do when you're very, very young, especially when it comes to permanent type of things. Now, I know that you can have a tattoo removed, but good grief, you might as well just peel the skin off, you know, with everything you have to go through to have some tattoos removed. And, you know, I just always think back to when I was like, I think I was 19, and I wanted to get the Wu-Tang symbol tattooed on me. Do you know how foolish I would look right now today with a Wu-Tang tattoo?
Yes.
How dumb I would look right now with a Wu-Tang tattoo. Then, I wanted the Wu-Tang. Then I also wanted to get my vampire teeth. You know your vampire teeth. I wanted to get those. I wanted to get those shaved right into real point.
Let me find out.
At one point in time. I'm glad I didn't do that. Then I also wanted the clear contact lenses like Method Man had in one of his videos.
I wanted those.
Oh, you wanted those too?
I always wanted those. Okay. You want to hear some crazy? There's actually a dancehall artist right around now running around with those things in his eyes named Alkaline. And it reminds me of nothing. I'm like, but why does it creep me out now? I used to want them. Now you see it creeps me out. So I'm just like.
Because the Walking Dead. Because of the Walking Dead.
Right. For real.
You know, so, it's crazy. But, you know, shout out to Chris Brown. I mean, listen, when you got bread, you can do whatever you're going to do.
Yeah.
And, you know, because you don't have to worry about regular people problems, like going into a job and you got Baddest B tattooed across your cheek. Now, we not mad at Gucci Mane with his ice cream cone. Shout out to Gucci Mane with his ice cream cone because he represents Team Ice Cream. So we not mad about that. But, I mean, let's be realistic. Where's Gucci Mane right now? Okay. So with that being said, let's go ahead and move forward. Now, I want to get into some rumor control. Mm-hmm. Now, for years, ever since Basketball Wives LA came on the scene and ever since Drea became, I really hate to say a household name, but she kind of has. I mean, we all know, you know, who Drea is at this point. There's been a rumor that's been following her when it comes to her son. And her son, Nico, who is 11, adorable young man, handsome young man, but there was always this rumor lingering that Gilbert Arenas was Drea's baby daddy. Mm-hmm. Now, if you pull up a picture of her son, and if you pull up a picture of Gilbert Arenas, you would be like, word, Gilbert, word, Drea.
For real.
The little boy, if Drea went to court and asked the judge to establish paternity for Gilbert Arenas, they wouldn't even take a DNA test. They would just tell him, boy, why you in here playing with us?
Yeah.
Not to mention Gilbert's son with Laura Govan looks just like Drea's son, Nico.
Yeah. Yeah,
so I was one of those people that, you know, it wasn't on my top list of things to be concerned with. But when I saw the rumor circulating, I looked, and I just went on about my business. But a gossip site called Gilbert Arenas out once again, because, you know, it was a slow news day yesterday. So a gossip site called Gilbert Arenas out yesterday again about him being Nico's father. So Gilbert decided, who Gilbert is like one man short of a starting five.
Yeah,
like
he is
one sandwich short of a picnic. He is one missing nail from a full set. He like one penny short of a dollar. Like Gilbert really got some problems.
For real.
Problems. So, you know, shout out to Gilbert Arenas, but he took his Instagram account on yesterday and he decided he was going to clap back and set the record straight once and for all. Just like a true NBA player, Gilbert Arenas started pulling stats, cross-referencing dates, throwing other people under the bus who probably didn't even want to have their name associated in the mess. And he literally ran down, like, from the moment he met Drea to all the way up to when he sponsored her moving when he sponsored her relocation from Philly right. to LA so that she could participate in Basketball Wives under the condition that she don't mention his name or that he had anything to do with it. Mm. What we really got going on here? So, I'm just going to read a little bit of what Gilbert had to say, and then I'll let you all, visit icecreamcombos.com to read the full statement. But, Carla, before I start, I got a question. What mm-hmm. was the Shaq rumor that Gilbert referred to?
Oh.
Do you have any idea what you're talking about?
No, that's what I was trying to figure out. Look, that's what I was hoping you could tell me. No.
Okay, because I even asked JB, and he's like, I don't know.
We find out that's some inside stuff. Yeah, because I don't know.
I remember.
Huh? You got it?
I remember.
Okay.
Remember when they were saying that Shaq was having an affair with Laura Govan?
Oh, snap. Okay.
That's what he's talking about.
Okay,
I forgot about that.
I completely
mm-hmm.
forgot about that.
So here's what Gilbert said. Mm-hmm. He said, Drea's son was born 11 years ago. That should be around 2003, 2004. My teammate, D-Steve92, whoever that is, introduced me to Drea on February 4th, 2008. Must have been a very mm-hmm. special day to him because he never forgot it. February 4th, 2008. While we were playing the 76ers, I took my rook, Swaggy P, he done dragged Swaggy P into it, with me because I forced him to go everywhere with me and be my slave. Okay, that's a little awkward. He said, but that means Freya's son was at least 4 years old when I met her. He said, me and her were cool friends. Now, if you're a grown man and you write cool instead of cool, I'm going to disregard everything you say from that point forward. We were cool friends. The summer of 2010, I was getting a gag order on Laura so she wouldn't waste her whole time running my name in dirt with lies on Basketball Wives LA. Drea was casted, but since the show wasn't paying her to move to Cali to shoot and live, we came to an agreement. If I help you move to pursue your career in Hollywood, you wouldn't talk about me on that show. And I'm going to leave it right there, and I'm going to let y'all pick up the rest.
Wow.
I said, but here's my thing. If she will agree not to mention you because you helped her move to LA,
mm-hmm.
why wouldn't she not agree to tell people that you heard son's father?
Exactly. Yep.
I'm supposed to trust your date?
Yep.
Or what? I don't know. But Carla, you know they say if you take care of them long enough, they start looking like you. So
yeah, that's true.
I've seen that.
Yeah. You are so right about that. Yeah, it's crazy. Why he had to drag everybody under the bus? He had dragged Swaggy P. It's about his rookie year. Called him a flunky to everybody, pretty much.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nobody had to do that.
Shout out to Lions Den in the ICC chat room talking about it was a cool day yesterday. Don't do that. So, it's just crazy. And, and one day we're going to address grown people who do childish things. We're going to address that because yesterday I saw where a young lady wrote on Facebook, I'm so fly. No, she said something like, I'm so fly, bees can't see me with binoculars. B-A. Wow. KNOCKULARS. Knock on your door. Binoculars. Listen, hooked on phonics.
Loud
for
and wrong.
Some of us, but loud and wrong. Loud and wrong.
Wow.
So, it's one of those things where it's like, look, stay in your grammar lane, okay? Stay in your grammar, punctuation, and spelling lane. Listen, don't
please
try to be fly if you can't even spell binoculars. Child, she was better off saying, they can't see me looking at me hard, and it would have saved you all of that, shout out to that young lady. But so moving right along, so Gilbert Arenas says that Drea's son is not his, and I'm just gonna go ahead and take him at face value because I would hate to think that a grown man would step out and deny his son publicly. Especially when you already have four kids, you could just throw him in the mix and make your own starting five. At least that'd be that starting five you missing. So, just let him come over for some play dates or something,
It is
what it is. So, shout out to Gilbert Arenas. And we appreciate you setting the record straight for those who actually cared. Moving right along, speaking of rumor control, Teyana Taylor shut down rumors that she is pregnant. She posted a picture of her super flat stomach that made me feel like I need to go on an air diet.
Right.
Her body is so sick. Teyana Taylor's body is sickening. You hear
it
me?
Really is.
Teyana Taylor is going to be, she's going to end up in the Bay Hall of Fame. I can feel it.
Watch it. Yeah. Oh,
Teyana Taylor is going to end up in the Bay Hall of Fame. So her body is so sick, and she made sure to let y'all know that she is not pregnant, and by showing y'all a picture of her non-existent baby bump. Now, speaking of baby bump, Coco is finally showing, bless her heart, she is finally showing. Coco is now 6 months pregnant, and she snapped a little photo. She was like, I'm 6 months pregnant and still posing, boo. So she was posing, but she said, she was even honest. One thing I like about Coco, you know, you may have your different opinions of Coco based off of, you know, the way she kind of carries herself, you know, over-sexualized. But, I mean, her body is sick. Her body is sick. A little strong looking for me sometimes, but her body is sick. With that being said, you know, a lot of people kind of look at her like, well, she might not be doing porn, but she got porn star tendencies. You know, especially to be a wife, and now she's getting ready to be a mom. But, you know, that's not her, you know, I'm not here to judge that. With that being said, I appreciate her honesty. One thing I will always say about Coco is I appreciate her honesty. She posted that baby bump photo, and she put in there, she said, I'm finally starting to show. She said, but I had to push my stomach out for this picture.
Wow.
So, you know, to make her stomach look bigger, she pushed.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, but listen, imagine having abs that are so tight and so firm that even when you're pregnant, you ain't showing.
Yeah.
Then you got people like me that's on the other end of the spectrum, who my abs is so.
Girl, and what abs? Yeah. This way. What abs? That's what took my feet.
You know, when you have a ponytail holder and you know, remember the ballies? Remember when the ballies are popping and then the ball just hanging on the end of the ballie and you can see some of the white rubber bands sticking out from under the black? That's what my ass looks like.
You know what? You
sound like one of the ballies that pop. So, you know, shout out to Coco and you know, her baby is due in December. So I wish her a happy and healthy pregnancy. Now, I saw something this morning that kind of bothered my spirit. And only because I feel like it's extremely foul. Do you know that one of the costume companies, I believe it's Spirit, that, you know, creates the Halloween costumes and, you know, and the only reason why we're talking about Halloween is because it's August, September, and before you know it, everybody's going to be ready for Halloween, right? Spirit Halloween is one of the companies that, you know, they end up in the mall out of nowhere with their little Halloween pop-up shops. You know, those seasonal stores that pop up just for Halloween and then they disappear. Well, they have confirmed that they are going to have a Caitlyn Jenner costume. That's just foul.
Here we go. Yeah, but
that's just foul.
Yeah, I knew it was coming. You can't say you didn't know.
Yeah,
was
I knew
coming.
I knew it was coming. I was playing because I knew it was coming.
Yeah.
But I'm just like, come on. Could you imagine, like, you are trying to live your life and then you have a Halloween costume made mocking you for who you are. I mean, stepping outside of, you know, everything with Caitlyn and all of that, but just the fact that someone would create a Halloween costume to mock the way you look.
Yeah.
Even me being a regular person, girl, that would have my feelings in shambles to see people wearing a costume of who I'm supposed to be.
Right.
I would be in shambles.
Yeah. It's pretty mean. It's pretty mean, but you know, I mean, I guess I'm reacting the way I am because I just, I'm not really shocked. And it's just the way, it's messed up, but that's the world we live in. And I'm not laughing at the whole situation, but it's like, as soon as like just you saying it, it's just, I knew it was coming. I knew it was coming. Even if they didn't make a costume, that's what people were going to be. You were going to get a lot, you're going to get a lot of Caitlyn Jenners this year. Yeah.
Yeah. Very sad. Well, you know what? Caitlyn hasn't been the only, you know, Caitlyn hasn't been the only victim. We had the Ray Rice costume.
Yep.
Who else did they have a costume of that was terrible?
Trayvon Martin. We've had a lot
They didn't make the Trayvon Martin costume, but
the people were made.
It went viral. People recreated them.
Absolutely.
Oh, you know who I was expecting to see a costume of this year? And I might not. And then it may still end up on the rack. I was expecting Rachel Dolezal.
Rachel Dolezal
coming.
If it's not, yeah, it's coming.
Rachel
if it doesn't
Dolezal
end up on
coming.
A rack, we're going to see a lot of Rachel Dolezal. Yeah, it's going to be a
I might be Rachel.
This year.
I might be Rachel. I don't feel bad about that. I could pretend too. I identify as a Rachel Dolezal. I identify as a biracial woman.
You stupid.
I can identify. Mm.
Right.
Vina says she could be Rachel without the accessories. All Vina needs to do to be Rachel Dolezal
is crazy.
Is to make her hair super, super curly. Look, just make her hair super, super curly and go ahead and get her some of that orange spray tan stuff, that orange spray tan. but Venus is more attractive than Rachel, so that ain't going to work.
Yeah, right.
So, but nice try. Nice try. Nice try, Venus. You too cute to be Rachel. Nice. Oh, well, she said anyone can be Rachel because Rachel can't be herself. And that is.
I know that's right.
I think that's the point of that right there.
Yes,
that's
it is. Important.
I think Venus deserves a applause for that. Because
she
knows that. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, I guess it's going to come sooner or later. The applause will come in a minute. It'll come after a while. There it is right there. No applause. All right, sorry, Venus. Our system don't like it.
Right.
I'm like, where's the round of applause?
Right.
Our little audience that we have in the background, the clap, they out getting their Caitlyn Jenner costumes. Not so much. All right. They're all buying their Caitlyn Jenner costumes. Sorry, Venus. Look.
Right.
For you, boo.
Oh,
okay.
Right.
Yeah, they out getting their costumes, so it is what it is. So. Okay, so yesterday, the big story yesterday. Who knew? And see, this goes to show how I turn a blind and deaf ear to a lot of gossip. Even though I do, I report celebrity news. I report celebrity news, not necessarily gossip. But who knew that Monica and Sierra had a falling out?
For real. I was tripping off of that. Like, I was shocked, honestly. Like, Monica and Sierra,
Now.
I was very shocked.
I will say I heard buzzes and rumors and stuff like that. But when neither one of them acknowledged it, I was like, okay, it's not true. And I just, okay, whatever. Here's just another one. They just trying to tear two black women down and want to have them going at each other. So I paid it no mind. When neither one of them addressed it, I'm like, okay, well, whatever. It must not be true. Well, turns out it is true. Monica had an interview yesterday at Streets 94 in Atlanta. And, she had a fantastic interview where she talked about her new album, Code Red, being motherhood, her career, possibly getting into more acting roles. And Jazzy McBee asked her, since you said in the record straight, what's up with you and Sierra? What happened with you and Sierra? Can I tell you how Monica is the epitome? And I have to use all my syllables. She is the epitome of class and grace.
Yes,
this girl explained how her friendship went wrong with Sierra without throwing her under the bus, not even pushing her near the back of the bus. She didn't even get the girl in the exhaust fumes. She basically explained what happened. Didn't she? She explained what happened, what went wrong with their friendship. Then put on top of that she will never tear her down and that she still loves her.
That's right.
Monica said, we were very close. My brother and her were childhood friends, and I just looked at her like a sister. She said, I don't know how all these different stories got misconstrued and put out. I've read all this kind of stuff that is absolutely not true. She and I did have a disagreement. We both had issues with each other. When you've been friends for so long, almost two decades, and you let things fester and you don't talk about them, it can cause a breakdown that others might not be able to understand. I love her. I'm not going to build somebody up to break them down, no matter what is taking place. And if I've ever did anything to hurt her, it wasn't intentional because my love is from a sincere place. Come on, Monica.
I love
girl,
her, girl.
You, what?
Yes.
Come on, Monica. Listen,
man.
It don't get more classier than that.
No, it doesn't.
It don't get more classier than that.
Wow.
No. Now, some of the rumors that I heard in the past was that, Monica didn't tell Sierra Future was cheating on her. Then I heard Monica was kicking it with one of the chicks Future was cheating on Sierra with. Then I heard Monica was friends with one of Future's baby mamas, but it was the same baby mama that Sierra is friends with, so that wasn't it. But just This goes to prove that there is a way to handle and address things and keep it cute.
Exactly.
And keep it cute. No, she didn't keep it cute. She kept it attractive.
She kept it. Yeah. 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 There
it is. Trump. Oh, now y'all want to clap. So.
Yeah, Monica definitely, like, shout out to Monica for handling it the way she did. And you know, a lot of times you can, like, it was from her heart. Like, if you, you know, to see the clip and to watch her, you can see all in her face, you know, that this was from the heart. Because, you know, a lot of times people say things to me and, like, okay, it's something somebody wrote or something that they've previously written and stuff. So, but she definitely handled it with class. It was perfect.
Didn't she?
It was perfect, yeah.
Now, yesterday, Jasmine Sullivan, if you've been following Ice Cream Combos, you know that we told you, I believe it's like last year, early this year, late last year sometime, that Jasmine Sullivan, remember when she just disappeared? Everybody was like, well, where's Jazzy?
Mm-hmm.
You know, she revealed that she was going through a terrible, terrible abusive relationship that literally took her to the point where she didn't even want to sing. She didn't want to be seen. You know, she was just basically... I don't even know how to describe it, but it was just so sad the way she explained that ugly, dark place in her life that she was in, you know, with her abusive ex.
Mm-hmm.
And on yesterday, now, you know, there's been a lot of talk about abuse in the news between Michelle A and Dr. Dre and Dee Barnes with the whole, you know, Straight Outta Compton has sparked the entire conversation about Dr. Dre's abusive past, which has gone on to open up the door for Dee Barnes to open up about her experience with him, and Michelle A open up about her experience, because, you know, Michelle A says she is not accepting Dr. Dre's apology. So, you know, it opened up the door for, you know, that particular situation.
Right.
And so now Jasmine Sullivan opened up on her Instagram account last night about something as simple as a trip to Pier 1. Now, listen, some of y'all got to understand, when you go through something so terrible in your life, the smallest, minute things are so huge to you. And for Jasmine, it was a trip to Pier 1. She said, I have an interesting story about Pier 1. The last time I was in this store was during my abusive relationship with my ex 3 to 4 years ago. I used to come and walk around this store for hours just to get away from him and the house. I would cry in here. The workers never bothered me. I guess they could tell a sad girl when they saw her. She said, but today I was joyful, laughing, and feeling love from my best friend. So I'd like to take the time to thank God for who and where I am today. Walking around this store with this happy attitude today may be small to anyone else, but I know from where God brought me. She said, so I just wanted to share and take a minute and thank God that you're not where you used to be. Man.
That's
listen, you just never know what somebody going through or what they've been through.
No, you don't. You never know. You never know. Wow.
Absolutely never know. You know, Jasmine is just, she's just such a great chick. I mean, first of all, her vocals have been massaged by Jesus. Girl, when that girl sings, you could forget everything that you doing, that you plan to do, or that you was going to do.
Yeah.
Because when that girl sing, it is over. You hear me?
Yes.
Over.
That girl can do it.
I will also, I want to take a moment to extend my condolences to the family of IndyCar driver Justin Wilson. He passed away on Monday at 37. Listen to how crazy this is. He was, you know, he's an IndyCar driver. The debris came off of one car and struck him in the head and killed and causing him to pass away.
Hey, that's crazy. It's so sad.
It's very, very sad. Very sad. You know, we extend our condolences to him and his family, and, you know, just 37 years young. 37 years young. Carla, I need you to tell your best friend to stop suing Empire. Empire that got sued again. This time.
They're my best friend. Dang.
Listen. Let me see. I'm losing count, actually. Because don't forget Marvin Gaye's son. Marvin Gaye's son back.
Oh, almost.
But they done got their blurred lines money. So Marvin Gaye's son is back. Then you got homegirl out in Detroit who says she the real crooked lion.
Yes.
It, listen, the lawsuits are just lining up. I mean, to this point,
yeah,
it's
really
like, okay, I'm really tired. But there's a guy named John Astor White, and he is suing Danny Strong and Lee Daniels, Imagine Entertainment, and 21st Century Fox, claiming he shopped around a show called King Solomon back in 2007, which bears a lot of similarities to Empire. Now, according to John Astor White, his show was going to star Richard Roundtree.
Right.
So Richard Roundtree was going to be Lucius Lyon. He also said he had plans to bring in Diane Carroll. Now that would have been dope. Now if you want something, you want some fly bougie black stuff, you bring in Diane Carroll.
He also wanted
Alicia Keys, Kanye West, John Goodman, George Hamill, and Angie Dickinson to be in his cast. So he is now suing the good folks over at Empire for $500 million, because you know I have to bring my syllables in, $500 million for allegedly stealing his idea that he shopped around via fax. No. I need to say that again, because y'all need to listen.
Please do.
He shopped this script around via fax. He sent out a fax, people. He didn't drop fax, like drop knowledge on people. You know,
he
I got all the knowledge. Book. I'm dropping fax. No, he put it in and sent a facsimile for the y'all old school people. He sent a facsimile to several different places promoting this script in hopes that someone would pick it up. A fax.
Wow.
A fax.
A fax, though. Wow.
A fax.
Crazy. Crazy.
A fact. So, yeah, so shout out to him. Now, I did a little digging on Mr. Astor, and turned out that he has a history of suing people. Do you know that in, I believe it was 2012, your boy sued Tropicana?
Wow.
He sued Tropicana because he claims that he came up with the idea for the Las Vegas Entertainers Hall of Fame, and that Tropicana and them tried to steal the idea from him.
Wow.
Your boy went to sue. You know, some people out here that's just legal happy.
Yeah, they
are. I feel like anytime someone files a frivolous lawsuit, they should be held liable.
Yep.
Period. That'll slow y'all down. Just
quick, fast, in a hurry.
It'll slow y'all down a little bit.
Hell yeah. Wow.
So, you know, I feel like that should be done. That should be put into place. So I don't know who need to pass some legislation.
I know. We need a petition or something going, because that is so true. It would be a whole lot of the BS. It really would.
Yeah.
It really would. Wow.
Ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. So shout out to him. I'm pretty sure that he ain't going to get no further than everybody else who claimed they saw an Empire.
Exactly.
I bet Empire got stacks on deck for lawyers.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
they got to. Because these lawsuits are absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah.
Absolutely ridiculous.
And they just had the other month. It's another one.
It is. It really is. I mean, come on now. How you got 30,000 people claiming that one person stole everything from them? Like, get out of here. Now, let me get into some TV scoop before we get ready to roll out. Now, I am a huge fan of The Walking Dead. Even though I feel like I wasn't really impressed with the last couple of seasons, but I still continue to watch because that's what you're supposed to do when you're a fan of a show.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
AMC premiered The Walking Dead spinoff, Fear the Walking Dead, on Sunday night. Now, I was a little busy on Sunday night, so I didn't get a chance to watch, but I did tune in first thing Monday morning, you know, online. I watched the Fear the Walking Dead. Carla? You need to handle your business, because Fear of the Walking Dead is the biz-naz.
Word?
It is a bit. That first episode had me mad. See, the thing is, when you start getting accustomed, see, Netflix, Hulu.
Oh, that binge-watching. Yeah,
that binge-watching. Once you get spoiled on binge-watching, you literally want to have a tantrum and like just literally fall out on the floor and act like a three-year-old. When you have to wait a whole 7 days.
Yep. That is so true. That's how I felt with Power. A whole lot of shows up like that with me. Yep. Wow.
It was so terrible for me when I discovered, you know, when I finally got hooked onto The Walking Dead, because I ignored The Walking Dead for a long time. I ignored it for maybe a couple seasons, maybe one, two seasons. Mm-hmm. I ignored it. Even though I saw it trending every Monday morning, I saw it trending. I still just was like, I'm not interested in zombies. I'm not interested. Right. One day I was at work, and I was like, yeah, I did say I was at work. And I was bored, and I needed something to keep me company. Anyone who knows me knows that I need some type of stimuli while I work, whether it's watching a series or more. I like watching TV more than listening to music. But with that being said, I said, let me just see what The Walking Dead about. Mm-hmm. Man, listen. But it took me, a week, I caught up on every season that was available on Netflix. Yeah. And I was ready for the new season. When I had to sit through a commercial bit, my whole life was over.
It changes the game.
Oh, it was terrible.
It changes the game. It does.
Listen, for all my binge-watching family, for those of you who do not indulge in binge-watching, you have no idea how much commercials, take down the quality of a show. You will never understand how much commercials take down the quality of a show.
Yep.
When you're sitting on edge and you know when it has that little cliffhanger right before you go to a commercial and you're sitting on edge and to be able to watch a show, you on the edge and then you just see what happened right there without having to listen to Dawn commercials and Maxi Pad commercials and dog food commercials, it is a totally different experience. You will never
listen.
That binge watch life is everything.
Oh, yeah.
Everything.
Absolutely.
So, with that being said, Fear the Walking Dead premiered on Sunday night. Broke all kinds of rating records with 10.1 million viewers on Sunday night.
Wow.
10.1 million people. Look, I said 10.1 million. Yes, 10.1 million people watched Fear the Walking Dead last night.
That's a lot of people.
Making it the biggest premiere in cable history.
Wow.
And here's the crazy part. AMC knew they had a gem because they renewed Fear the Walking Dead for two seasons before it even premiered.
Wow.
Talk about confidence.
They knew it, right?
What did I say?
Teleconfidence.
So shall a man think it.
There it is.
So shall he.
There it is. There it is right there. Wow.
AMC was like, oh, we got this. I absolutely loved it. So I will be tuned in every Sunday night. I'm here for this. Fear the Walking Dead, I'm here for it.
Oh, yeah.
I'm here for it. So, check it out. If you're not even a Walking Dead fan, you can at least start with Fear the Walking Dead. It's a brand new storyline that will actually lead you up to The Walking Dead. It's kind of like a prequel, but it's a great show. Great show. Great cast, great show.
Awesome.
I was literally leaned in, not posting anything on ICC, what? So, yeah, very, very good. Very good. Okay, so let's go ahead and wrap up today's show. And I thank all of you for tuning in. Shout out to our audience who decided not to clap for us when we needed them to, but it's all good.
Right.
But again, thank you for joining us. As always, we love you, and you can connect with us on all of our social media accounts. We are Ice Cream Combos on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest, Google+, and Tumblr. And, just connect with us and kick it with us there. We'd love to hear from you.
Yes. Also, subscribe to our free podcast on iTunes. We'd love for you to rate the show and leave a review.
Yes. Also, do not forget to download the free Ice Cream Combos app. It's the easiest way for you to access your delicious scoops of entertainment, celebrity news, hot topics, rumor control, because, we set the record straight on rumors. We don't spread them. We set them straight.
Right.
So, you can get all of that information there. Also, don't forget to scoop your tickets for the ICC 5 party. Tickets are moving nicely. I love it. So, go ahead and scoop your ticket. Visit the Ice Cream Combos app in the event module to get your discount code, to get a discount on your early bird tickets. All right, so you have a fantastic day. We will see you back here tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. And we love you, ICC.
We always got. Love y'all.
Peace. Okay, they don't even want to sing the bye music.
Wow.
Come and get a scoop of my ice cream, baby. Bye, y'all.
Bye.